the illustrious
Tori, can I have that again?
Grim
I
Todd.
Recording.
Oops.
Oops.
Do we need to start all
there's,
that again?
No, there's no, your no, one no. oops
I,
for the night.
I streamed. I have the audio separate, but the video I started recording. So this is part six, The World of Rotram. We're back. If you've probably watched the last five episodes, you know who we are. You know what we're playing. And we're picking up after the bug fight scene at the campground. Good enough.
That Take I may have right inadvertently started by accident?
Yeah, really.
I'm a troublemaker.
To remember you are truly.
I know.
Yes, so.
I'm supposed to be one well, with, I mean, with this, nature, and this I wanted to fight.
This is turning out to be a habit of yours. Attack nature, and then be surprised when it bites back.
He's just excited. He hasn't played in a long time.
Well,
so.
He's first level. He's like our rookie druid, right?
Maybe I need to go to AA, Attackers Anonymous. Is there a 12-step program for that?
Yeah, it turns you into a barbarian.
All right.
Two axes, one in each hand?
Exactly.
Carry on, Jared. Sorry.
Okay. So you guys managed
to activate the permission to move thing. I've been trying to figure this out for a while.
So yeah, So those of you that have been listening and watching, you know the little problems we've been having. And I play around with stuff on our breaks. And one of the things I played around with was the locks and all the little fun gadgets. So when you pull up an encounter map. Those of you who are DMs and know what I'm talking about, when you make an encounter on a map, pre-designed, ready to go, so that when your players come in, you just have to click the encounter, hit the go button, and everything loads in. Well, one of the lovely little things, like everything else, is a little lock. You know, it looks like a normal lock, like everything else has on here. You unlock that.
Where do we find this? Just by right-clicking on the map?
No, the DM, I think, is the only one who can see it on the maps, but okay. It's up on the right-hand side where the X, the question mark, and the full screen button is.
Okay.
It's right next to the ID name and junk. It's right there. You click on that, and then all of a sudden you have a new toolbar. And it seems that if you can, Jeff can see stuff on there, then that means that all those lovely little tools probably work for you too, as players. So yeah, still learning, relearning, I guess.
Including targeting. See, guys, there's targets up here we can drag.
Yep. That was, like I said, it's still Fantasy Grounds, but sometimes they move things, and if you haven't touched it in 2 years, you know, you've got to relearn some stuff. Cough, cough. All right. Yeah, I'm hoping this will work out better now, this time around.
Yeah, we learned targeting after the fight, but that's okay.
Yeah. Well, we still have the druid. He's still alive. You want to go poke the bear again?
No.
Been there, done that. Got the t-shirt, the tattoo, and the hat. Thank you very much.
All right. So, Mr. Beetle did back up, and he is currently happy where he is, content. He used a lot of energy. Big creatures, you know, they use a lot of energy when they're not magical and crazy powerful. So it's resting. You guys have ended a battle that, unfortunately, Mifrit almost died again from a single attack again. And our resident alchemist, who is demonstrating a very good skill set of healing people, still waiting for Frankenstein's monster to appear. But hey, we can only hope.
That's next weekend's project.
Now we've got Ock, you're injured, if I remember correctly. Yes, you are injured. You took a foot pounding after attempting to attack. And for those of you who missed it, go back, listen. It was very entertaining. He kept a hold of his weapon, though, and, danced very well.
Yes.
Now you're in this encampment. The giant beetle is done. You have the mission. Let's see if I can remember which one of these is.
We were supposed to check on some miners.
Correct.
Now, is that like underage campers or people that dig in the side of the mountain?
You weren't actually given a number. It's people, a group of people who were sent out here to dig through the mountain. They've been here for about a year. They should be almost finished, and the resident foreman should have been here waiting to give you a progress report. He is not here. He is actually... you don't know. You haven't had time to really search the encampment here.
Yeah, so that's what we do now, is we search the encampment.
How injured is Ock?
Ock currently has 13 wounds.
All right.
Joey even quieter than last time, but I can do some medicine.
Do I have the ability to heal him?
Do you have the medicine skill?
Well,
or
I have
a healing spell.
I have a heal spell, yes. Okay. So let's travel. Is that me right there? Yeah. Let's travel. I don't want to know how far that is. I want to travel over here to Ogg.
All right. You should.
Okay. For whatever reason, that's not working.
That's because you're not. We're still in combat tracker. So here, I'll just bring. There you go. You should be able to move now. Can you? I'm curious actually to see if this works. Nope. You can just.
Okay, but I've
okay. Got, well, I know where you want to go. You want to go to Ogg. There we go.
There we go. We want to go to Ogg. And
magical teleportation activate.
Absolutely. All right, and I'm going to cast a heal spell. Can I? Can I target Ogg?
Yes, you can target friendly. There is target friendly. You're target friendly. There you go.
All right. So can you target me for?
I will grab the thingy and drop it on him. There you go. You are targeted.
Okay, so we'll go for
on Ogg.
We'll go for a cast.
Yep.
Okay, where's my cast? There we go. And we're going to go for a heal of 1d8. It's a 2. It's not much, but it's something.
Yeah. Look at that. Ogg is... I did that. Huh. I don't think it actually got applied. Very strange.
It did.
It did? It's there?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, thank you.
All right.
I'll heal myself now.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now the question is, how do you target yourself?
You sure you don't want my medical opinion?
You should just be able... I think you should just be able to click on your token and then just use it.
Can you give us permission to move around?
Drop out my token type thing?
There's a whole bunch of where we want to go listed, but nobody's moving. Mr. Festering Toe, you sure you don't want my medical opinion?
Yes. Let's see if you can move around now.
No.
Nope.
No? Okay. Well, we'll figure this out later.
okay.
So you were you able to heal yourself?
No.
Okay, so you got, what was it? Only 2 hit points? Is that right?
That I've received, yes.
Yes. And you wanted to heal yourself, so how much can you heal yourself for?
Lay on hands for 1d6.
All right, let's do that then, Ogg. Let's give you a target reticle on yourself. Okay. There we go.
Not good to go.
Your turn, good sir. Let's see this here in action.
There's my lay on hands. That's all it did.
Does it do it just base damage or?
1d6. So here, I'll just roll it.
Okay.
3. If you can fix that.
Yeah, I can do that.
Thank you.
So you're at 10 wounds, hopefully. No. 8.
8 wounds, yeah.
Yay!
Much better.
There we go. All right. So. there we go. I had to unlock the tokens. There we go.
Huzzah.
Yeah. All right, there we go. So you have to have the tokens unlocked, people, for people to move tokens. Imagine that.
All right, awesome. I would have thought. Awesome.
DM failed his intelligence check.
Check the chat there, Joe. I'm willing to do some more medicine on him if you'll have me as his doctor.
So what do you guys want to do? I mean, we're basically open so long as Mifrid continues to pay attention to the bug friend and not make bug enemies. You should all be good. You could have free reign.
I will stick close here to our bug friend for a moment for now, while the rest of you want to search around if you would like.
Yeah, we search the encampment.
Are you still wounded, Mr. Ogg?
A little.
Would you like my help?
Sure.
All right.
26. Critical success.
Yeah that will definitely... You will definitely get...
He paid up front.
Yeah, he did.
Why can't I...
Oh, what we got here?
You want to roll...
Critical. Hang on. I've got it here. Treating wounds.
Let me
Critical success. Target regains 4d8. That's 4d8, Mr. Magical Healer.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yippee skippy.
So roll.
Rub it in, then roll. 16 points.
16, so you're at full health, good sir.
Yay.
There you go.
Nice and shiny green again.
So, is that the tent we're looking through first?
Joe?
That's the tent I'm at, yes.
You're literally fading. Can you check the chat?
Yeah. Yeah, it's right here.
So, Danny, what?
That's not what
are
I
you just
to.
Going in and searching, and or do you have a plan?
I've already tamed up.
You gain your level?
Yeah.
Can I see inside the tent currently?
Like I mean, the temp, you can easily push the temp flap aside, but most of the temps are closed.
Okay, so I move it aside and have a peek in.
It looks like it was definitely a group tent. There's 8 cots along the side with travel armoire type stuff, you know, a little travel desk next to about all of the cots. Nothing too fancy, no chest of drawers, nothing
no
like
bodies
that. Just
or...
No, not in this one. This one, it looks like it was a worker's tent. Go ahead and make a perception check, though,
okay.
Please. If you want any more detailed information.
Perception. Alrighty, I will do that. 15.
Look at you being all spotty. you see in the corner of this tent, there seems to be a big old heap of like scrap metal in the corner. You're not really, it doesn't look like much, but it looks like a bunch of scrap metal. No.
Okay. Well, I go and search through it.
Yeah, it's you know, scrap
it's
metal.
Scrap
it looks
metal?
Like do you have crafting or
I don't think so.
Lore engineering or
I have lore games.
That's not going to help you. It's scrap metal. It looks like scrap metal to you.
Okay.
You could do an intelligence check to try to glean additional information.
All right.
But it'll be a higher DC than someone else, per se.
Nope. Ooh. It's metal.
It's... Yeah, someone decided to start collecting scrap metal.
Okay.
All right. Let's go ahead to Mifrit. Let's start with you, good sir. You go ahead and make a nature check. If you want, if you will.
Sure, where's my nature there?
I want you all to feel what it feels like. Attack my friends!
15.
Ooh, okay. It's not pissed off at you or anything, but it's now starting to, it's starting to go the other way on the friendly scale. It's gone from neutral to kind of not really happy that you're exerting effort on him. He's trying to take a nap, and here you are, you know, telling it needs to take a nap. He's not happy about that.
What happens if I just back off and walk away?
A knowledge nature check would help you there.
A knowledge nature check.
Well, you know what I mean. A nature check. Another nature check to discern the...
21.
You know that so long as there isn't any direct threat that nobody really does anything, and maybe if you like went back down and grabbed that leg that was sticking out of that tent and have someone just kind of like toss it at him so he's kind of like a happy little kid with his chew toy, he'll probably be content for a while.
Hey, Ock, you want to toss that leg over here?
I suppose I could. A little bit of a strange request.
Well, you're a little closer than I am before Mr. Bug here decides to eat us all.
I will do that then.
And while we're doing that, well, let's see how close Ock gets to Mr. Bug with his tossed leg.
There you go. Do I need to make a roll?
I mean, if
for
you're
this?
Actually going to throw it, then yeah, I'm going to need a strength check.
Oh, that's easy enough.
Make plus, it good. You know.
Ock, you're the man. If you can't do it, uh-oh, somebody else can.
Yes. Look at you throwing it like a boss. It like sticks its head up and like grabs it in its mandibles and hunkers back down. Looks content now.
Got a new Olympic sport here.
Leg throwing. And while we're at that, I'm going to take the opportunity. I'm assuming I have some time to stride maybe down here.
Yeah, totally. You've got that opportunity. All right. Ock.
Yes.
I'll say you've got like another action left. So what would you like to do?
I will just stand guard and let everybody do their searching.
Okay. Dr. Quack. Quack? Quack? Huck? Doc? Quack.
Player's Handbook, Core, Second Edition, Gnome Names, Quack. The doctor is throwing you off because it sounds like...
Dr. Quack.
Quick. I'm a quick doctor. I can... Anyway, yes. If I'm happy that everyone looks in ship shape and aren't bleeding and all that type of it, I will join in the search, pick an area that they're not looking in, and, you know, help.
Okay, go ahead.
Back of this tent? Actually, I am interested in the bodies. Personal belongings, loose chain, shoes that fit me better, but, you know, the actual more investigation into how they died might be a good idea.
Okay, you want to go search the bodies. Go right ahead. I will move you over to the bodies.
So perception?
Yeah, go ahead.
8. Now, there's no taking 10 or taking 20 in this, but there is taking time, I've noticed. In Age of Ashes, they talk about, like, make a perception check. That's an action. Or it's like, if the players state they spend at least 10 minutes searching a room,
right,
it reveals results. So as long as we're not attacked, I just comment to the others that we should just slow our roll and take as much time as we feel
yep.
we need.
What is your medicine skill?
+4, I think.
And you're trained, right? You're not an expert?
Yes, that's right. +4.
Okay. Yeah, I can go with that. We can take the 10 minutes of you very meticulously, you know, separating the bodies, trying to, you know, are we missing a leg? Who's missing a leg? You know, the whole...
Yeah, why don't these socks match? It's just driving me mad. Start over.
That is definitely a male leg. That's definitely a female leg. You know, that was definitely half-orc.
And then I give my Grinch a life! Oh, never mind. That's next weekend.
Yeah. Elixir of life, right?
Just pouring it on like gravy. There we go. You'll do fine.
So yeah, okay. And then we'll go back to the top then. Danny, what are you going to do for this 10
metal.
Minutes?
Maybe somebody okay. else will know what it is. I found scrap metal.
All right, you're informing people you found scrap metal.
Yes.
Does anybody want to take that up? Look that up, or are you just going to go take it and put it back in your cart?
Can I cast the detect magic on it?
Yeah, you can detect magic. There is some magic. Transmutation a little bit of enchanting, a whole boatload of other things that you can't really discern easily, but if you know, it doesn't look like it was intentionally harmful. It almost looks like nature has taken its course a lot quicker than it should have.
I thought the new detect magic was suckier than the old one. That was like a boatload of info.
Yeah, it's mostly just auras about what schools of magic. And you know, that's the way I'm taking it.
Oh yeah,
he's
no,
someone who's
second.
No, I'm just explaining my thought process.
Yeah. No, I was
he's a druid,
it wrong, so.
Oh,
you know. Mm-hmm. He would notice something that's not natural.
Yeah,
so that's definitely not natural.
All right, so I'm going to explain to the group what I find, maybe more specifically to Danny, since Danny has discovered her scrap metal, and suggest maybe that we maybe hold on to this. I'm wondering, does anybody have any opinion on what we might be able to do with this?
I don't even know what it is. It's metal.
Put it in the armored cart.
Actually, if we have room in the armored cart, might make us some cash later.
All right, so does somebody want to go get the armored cart? Or are you going to take the walk back and forth every time?
Well, how about if I just put them down for now and continue okay. searching the rest of the encampment?
All right.
We'll start a pile, I guess.
Sounds like a plan. Let's start a cache or a stash of stuff that we're going to maybe hold on to.
All right.
Danny likes to steal things, so.
Mefrit, your turn then, good sir.
Huh. Well,
anything you want to do in this 10 minutes?
It's just some intuition I have.
Yes.
Are you missing something, sir?
Not that I know of. Should I be? Did you steal something from me? Do you want to go inside this tent with me?
No.
How about I stride over here and poke my head inside the tent and see what we've got.
I lock him in there.
I'll say you take the thread.
Yep.
Stitch. Yeah. Lock him in the tent. You're going to take the full 10 minutes to do a thorough search.
Yes.
Okay. Ak, what about you?
Just waiting for everybody to finish their searching.
Well, you can help.
Okay.
You know? Help search. Go faster.
And I wasn't even quiet about it. I was brazen and bold.
Yes, you were.
All right.
Hey,
doctor.
Don't be brazen and bold with the characters.
Doctor, you've spent a good 10 minutes deciphering and trying to categorize wounds and figure out what was actually done in trauma and what was done in the course of a day of work for these men and women who are digging this tunnel. Hmm. And through most of it, you're kind of confused. Most of these wounds look like they happened after death. Like the beetle definitely showed up here after these six individuals had died. That's the other thing you find out is there's six individuals here. And this place should have had close to 30. So you're wondering, of course, I'm guessing you're putting two and two together and realizing you're missing a good handful of people.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing you're noticing is if you would give me a medicine check, there is a poison. There is traces of poison, and you need to identify which poison that is.
Oh, yes. Injected, ingested, contact, 8. They're not poisoned. This is just gangrene from...
Poison ivy. They seem to have had a really bad reaction to poison ivy.
Yes.
Yeah, I would actually allow you to take another 10 minutes because that wouldn't sound right to you. Like, you're like, wait, what? So if you want to take another 10 minutes to properly identify the poison, I will allow that.
Well, I'll take a break. I'll inform the crew of my findings. Hey, everyone, we're missing a lot of miners. And the results of the tests of my autopsy is a little inconclusive. Please remain calm and continue searching the camp. But if you find any signs of foul play, please alert me immediately. Make my notes and, you know, fresh pair of eyes, go back inside. Hey, Ook.
Ock.
Ock.
He's going to beat you with that squirrel slayer one of these days.
Ock.
Yes.
Your military and ancestry training, could you loan me a hand? I'd like a fresh opinion on this morbid situation inside the tent here.
All right, fair enough.
What's your medicine check? We go in the tent and compare size of our medicine checks.
What's that about going inside the tent? I got told no, she wouldn't. I mean, is, I got, yes,
the
carry
over
on.
Inside tent.
There you go. Medicine of 19.
Okay, I ate him?
Yes. Yes, it would.
Yeah,
I have a really big
21.
Staff.
Okay, Ock, you notice...
Don't be your staff.
So, Ock, you notice that on a few places on these bodies, they have puncture wounds. A quick search in one of their robes, you find the broken pieces of what looks like a needle out of a blowgun. And after some more, just your military side kind of kicked in a little bit, and you start looking at the clothing they're actually wearing and not the wounds, and you realize that three of these six individuals were probably mages based on the component pouches and junk that you find still on their bodies.
Hmm. Interesting. Look at Dr. Quack. Is this one of yours? Holding up the blowgun needle.
It looks like it would fit your blowgun, by the way.
This isn't a criminal investigation. Just facts, please. If we get the other two over here, get their opinion. At least get them back on camera. Hello.
Yeah. So during that 10 minutes and that you guys have been searching that room.
Hi.
Those tents. Mifrit, you kind of find a journal.
Kind of find a journal.
Yeah, it's an older journal. It's dirty. It's definitely, it's not the cleanest thing. And you manage to find a journal.
It's called Play Journal.
And I will share this with you guys. So
I'm going to inspect the journal a little bit. Does it have any, does it have a name or anything like that?
It should be in the chat. You should be able to pick that up now. I see this. It's old. Barely nothing that would have been given to this crew. This definitely looks like someone found something, you know, while making, digging through the tunnel. Just the amount of dirt and the fact that half the pages are missing and, you know.
Well, for the podcast viewers, this is what I read.
Sorry. Podcast viewers?
That's right. The podcast viewers.
Okay.
They know who I'm talking about.
Okay. Sorry, go on. That just struck me.
We found it today, proof that things from the old world are different from the relics. North of survival, past the ruins of the old city, we made it through. Of course, it wasn't easy, but it matters not. The things that came out of the ruins seemed to be on a schedule. After a month of observation, we got past. Our guides did not want to worry about the Titans, and I can agree this is much more important. We found it, a fully intact relic. 100 feet tall, 32 feet wide, but that's all we can see above the ground. It's some kind of temple, or possibly a metaphorical doorway. So much has been lost. Most of this is speculation that this was manufactured, that I'm sure of the edges or clean construction is superb nature herself stays away from it. And that will be the end of the entry.
So are you going to share that with everybody, or is
yes,
it?
Absolutely.
I thought he was reading it out loud.
He was reading it for the podcast viewers, don't you know?
Absolutely. Oh, but yes, I will share that with everybody. And show them what I've found.
That's a little bit of a ominous omen, finding a huge relic, and now they're all dead.
You're guessing this journal is actually a lot older than this crew. Like I said, this was probably found in the tunnel. You're not.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So it's not like Minor Bob's daily. You know,
right?
We found nuggets.
We're cataloging. I cast the detect magic specifically on the journal?
Yes. Enchantment. Yeah, enchantment magic. A lot of enchantment magic. Like old school, like, you know, there was a lot to begin with, but it seems to, it's kind of like it was so strongly enchanted that even after all this time, it's still kind of seeping out. If that makes sense.
It does. So we definitely have some old, very powerful old school magic here, I would assume.
And Danny, after taking a full time upending all the cots and cutting open the pillows and
okay,
you know, shredding everything in this tent, because you're just really metal, that's all you guys have for me. You do manage to find 30 silver pieces, 2 daggers, and a broken arrowhead.
Okay.
I get a journal, you get cash? What the heck?
So, and then since Dr. Quack has asked everybody to come over here and look at his findings, are you both going to go over there?
He wants me to go look at dead bodies?
Apparently, yeah. He wants your professional opinion on something, I'm guessing.
Examining the wounds, we've all have our specialties in combat.
I'm not a medic.
No, but you know what a stab wound looks like? You know what an arrowhead looks like broken off inside the body?
And you don't?
I do. I have a few theories.
He rolled really badly.
I'm confused with these theories rolling. I could overguess.
He's lightheaded. Okay. I guess I will make my way over to him.
Okay.
I might have eaten that aloe vera plant earlier. I don't know.
And how was it tasting? Was it good for your skin?
So what would you like to do?
Can't you tell?
He's asking for your help. I mean, you can do whatever you want. You can pretend to help, or you can
choose
something.
I will do my best.
Okay, so give me a perception check, then.
Okay.
Because you're searching the bodies, technically.
Can I play my own sound effects?
You got to remember to add to collect the skill.
I grabbed the wrong thing.
That's fine. That's fine.
There we go. 19.
19. Look at that. A good perception roll. So, as you're looking through it, you point out basically the same thing Ock did. These people look like they might have been shot with darts prior to dying, or maybe that was the cause of the death. You're not really sure. You're not the medical professional here. But you do recognize the, you know, dart wounds and other fun stuff like that. You do also point out that these are two separate types of individuals. You've got three mages and what looks like to be maybe due to the lack of calluses and just wear on their clothing that they might have been maybe more of the support staff that was here. Hmm. You know, records keepers, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Maybe well, even the foreman. Maybe one of these was the foreman.
Have you checked for poison or anything on these things? Hello?
I don't know.
I'm asking. Dr. Quack. Dr. Quack? Yes, calling. Dr. Quack.
Paging. I'm lost in
paging.
Paging.
The bloody cat and the fan are being picked up on your microphone, and I'm multitasking, plus working on the body.
Right.
No, it's like we have a cat that snores, and it's picking up on the microphones.
Have you checked for poison on these?
Yes, I was told, I deduced that they had been poisoned. Mr. Ock had found a dart. And after we decided that it was no way anything to do with my own blowgun, I strongly suspect that they may have been some sort of poison ivy rolling around in a field is where we were going. And so I decided to call you over.
Does poison ivy kill?
Remember where we are.
It does when you roll an 8 on a medical check.
Remember, we just dealt with a spider or a bug that was really bigger than it's not something I could squish with my foot.
Hey.
Mifrit, you want to go join them, or are you going to ignore the pleas for help?
No, I'm over here. Let's party on, Garth. Here I am.
Awesome. You want to do a perception check, or do you want to do a nature check?
I think I'm going to do a nature check.
Okay.
Those are my friend right now.
Nature checks are your friend.
18.
You take the dart that Ock has handed you. You find the other part of it in the right body, and you're sniffing the wound and, you know, getting out a few of your mistletoe and your berries, and you're like dipping it around and
sorry,
it's swirling.
It's Christmas swirling. Mistletoe.
And you know, you get the reaction that you weren't expecting. It's definitely a bug poison. It could be from any of the creatures, from either a spider, maybe a centipede. It could be it's a venom. Definitely a venom that knocked these three out. And then after looking at the other people, you're realizing maybe these other three, the mages, were the ones hit with the poison. But these other three, you don't know. They weren't caused by a natural bug or bear or any kind of animal. These were definitely probably done by weapons, maybe, but you're no expert.
So I'll explain my finds to the group. Maybe suggest we need to poke around a little bit more. Can we cast the detect magic spell right here in the immediate area to see if it points in any direction? Is there a particular path? Anything maybe specific that we can find?
Nope, unfortunately not. Poisons are not magical, so, or at least these poisons aren't. So you're just getting the usual, your beetle is putting off some magic, something that you would only think to suspect from magical beasts, but that shouldn't be classified as a magical beast, you don't think.
Okay.
So we're back to the beginning of another 10-minute action, I'm guessing. So let's just start at the top. And Dr. Quack, with that all that information, what would you like to do?
Obviously, there's been some foul play. I mean, the wound suggests there's more than just vermin running about. And where are the other? Like, I don't believe that one or even a pack of those beetles could sort of polish off, you know, 30 miners and then all of a sudden. I would really like to determine the time of death. How long these boys have been cadavers? You know, is it a week, 3 days, a month? Kind of rigor mortis and decay is set in.
Okay, you're going to spend your time getting more details.
I think so.
Okay.
I've shared my thoughts as I go, and, you know, hopefully they'll carry on to help, but...
All right. Ock, what would you like to do for your 10-minute...
Just search, I guess. Sorry. Just search, more or less. That's it. That's all I can do, so...
Okay.
Well, you can help with my medical checks. You seem to be a stout fellow. I know it's a few things or two.
No.
No, well, once a day. That's since... all I get 1-8 another day. That's all. You're very helpful.
Yeah, that's all.
So you're searching just the grounds in general?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because I was just waiting for everybody else to finish with their search so we can move on.
Okay. And Danny, what would you like to do?
I would like to move on to a new tent, like this one over here.
Okay. And... Miffert, what would you like to do, good sir?
Roughly how many bodies do I see sitting around here?
Dr. Quack has very confidently confirmed 6 bodies.
Did Dr. Quack happen to confirm that they were all dead?
Yes, yes, he did. They definitely were all really dead.
All right, then I'm going to go over here and take my 10 minutes with this tent.
Okay. So, you guys are doing the tents, Dr. Quack. All right, Dr. Quack. After rigorous tests and lovely amount of cursing, and the generic scientific process, you... managed to piece together that, to the best of your knowledge, these people died 2 days ago. Maybe a little bit longer, maybe not, but definitely with, you know, 2 to 3 days. Now, Ock, after some just generic kicking around, something caught your eye as you were searching the grounds. You, all, you know, after, you know, the battle is worn down, the grounds... There isn't a lot to go with, but you do find something that interests you a lot. And that is the fact that you are definitely seeing signs that a group of people, individuals, monsters, you're not really sure, but they slowly seem to have encircled the campground maybe 4 days ago, depending on how old the tracks are. And it looks like that might have been the cause for all of this ruckus. You got away from the camp a little bit, and you found where they kind of started to disperse. But it definitely looks like you might have had a group of individuals, maybe monsters, come from the direction of where the tunnel was being dug.
Oh. I will relay this information to the party.
Jared, you slid like way down in the corner on your camera.
Oh, really?
We're like 40 minutes of like this tiny little dude in the corner being the DM, and he's like large and charging in the center. You know what I'm saying?
Sorry. I think my chair's shrinking a little bit.
You're too young to shrink.
Yeah. my chair's shrinking, not me. You know.
Chair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah. All right. Danny, you, again, doing the searching, you... think you might have found something important. You've definitely found it looks like notes, some personal notes. You managed to find a few, if I can drop these in. So you find some notes.
Okay.
And you each, if any of you want to actually read those aloud, otherwise I will do it. There they are.
I can read them. Unless,
okay. No, go ahead. That's fine.
Foreman's notes number 1, 902678 AS. Engineers arrived today along with all the supplies. Where to build the tunnel all the way through this old mineshaft? Should be done in 9 months if the magic and engineers can work together. Workforce: 10 miners, 3 mages, 20 workers on monthly shifts, 1 shaman of the ancestors, and 2 engineers. Foreman note number 3. During my boys' excavation of the new tunnel, we've been running into older, pre-Sunder construction. We found a room off in the east passageway. Lots of cave-in, but we've got a collection of stuff, planning on sending it back to Grimm. Foreman's note number 5. A combat squad was sent to deal with our latest issues. They seem to be having similar issues as we are having with our tools. Running into new creatures, too. I'm a little worried. And that is the end of the three notes.
All right. After that, nothing else really in this tent. It looks like someone kind of ramshackled it already. But after the notes, there isn't much of anything else here. Even the pillow is gone. All right. Mifrit, you're going through the tent. Also, you've noticed there seems to have been a scuffle. You find some blood in one of the corners, but no body, nothing like that. But you do find the fourth foreman note.
Foreman notes number four. We've been running into problems. Quite a few, actually. I sent a request with my initial thoughts. Should hear something new back within a week. Grim is pretty good about keeping this on schedule. End of Foreman's note number four.
All right, so that is the end of your additional time. Is there anything else any of you want to do?
And I don't see anything else. That's the end of what I find here in the tent through rummaging around.
Yeah, like I said, it seems to have been a tent that they used to hold supplies, possibly. Out of the rain, that kind of thing. But there's nothing in here except that blood stain and that note.
No usable supplies.
Nope. The only reason you can make that out is because you've got the dead grass stains of, like, circular objects and square objects. And it's a very good guess.
All right. Very good. I would like to bring attention to... Well, I guess we're not really. We're kind of spread out. I would like to... see if I can get everybody to convene and share my note and my findings with them. I would assume that my cohort here of sorts, Danny, would also like to do the same.
Yeah. Did anybody check this tent out?
No. Maybe we should do that. Do I have enough room I have time. Do I have time to move on down here?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'm not... preventing. I'm just curious if there's anything else anybody else wants to do.
Yeah, no, I think I'd like that. I'm with Danny. I'm down here and take the time to search this one out, and then maybe we can convene and share our findings.
Yeah.
All right. So in here, you find what looks like to have been the next set of stuff that's supposed to go off to Grim. It looks like mostly just ruined pickaxes and shovels and even some weapons that are just... They look like someone dropped them in acid. They're rusting.
All the tools and stuff that we've come across are all degraded.
Degraded, pitted, corroded. It doesn't seem like anything... any of the tools, nothing like that seems to be doing well. And after some looking, you find a box that's got a lock on it. Would you like to attempt to open it?
I would like to attempt to open it.
All right. You want to do thievery or do you want to do brute force?
I will do thievery, actually.
Sure. Hmm?
25.
Okay, you pick that lock like a pro.
Woohoo, look at you. You got skill. I'm not leaving my stuff around where you can get it.
So, inside, you find two very immaculate letters, but you don't recognize the paper they're on, and you don't really recognize too much of anything on these except for the language. It seems to, with some time, you can actually understand these things. But it's definitely like an older form of common.
Huh.
And okay. So you've got two more notes.
Can I read them?
I can. Okay. Unknown author number one. A research prior to this expedition has come up extremely short, even with the knowledge that the outside world would be different than what is in the history books inside the Council of Knowledge. There seems to be a form of alchemical or magical effect that seems to alter the species across the continent. We are running into things that we know did not exist in the past, and we now have a new problem that we were not prepared for. As a man of science, I am happy to announce that even though this journey has become more dangerous, much has come from the diving we have done over the course of this year. Interesting. And we have one other note. Confederation of Arcanum Memo. The League of Magic has announced their plan to attempt a mythic level ritual at the end of the year. All Confederation members are to only involve themselves at their own activities and allow this experiment to go through, but also to prepare for all eventualities, for the freedom of advancement.
Now, that last note is completely different than everything else. It is made from a completely different paper. It almost looks like it's some type of metal. It's very metallic. It's nothing that is produced today. And the ink is still pristine. The imagery on it is very calligraphical, very like propagandist, if you will. It's there to catch the eye. It's there to draw you in and make you read the note. And it's the one thing that doesn't fit anything else here. It's the one thing that sticks out more than anything. So that is all the information here. So you could, guys need to decide. Are you going to return with the information? Or are you going to go on and see what's might have happened to the...
I'd like to throw a lore check into here.
Okay.
Was our mission not to actually check and report on this place?
Your actual quest was to come and check in with the foreman and get a progress report. Right. You haven't checked in with the foreman. The camp is completely empty. You definitely have got the evidence to prove that something happened here.
So maybe search for survivors. I mean, we've only found 6 bodies.
And Auk did find where it looks like people converged from or to and dispersed. But then it all seems to be pointing back to the tunnel that was being dug.
I have a lore check of 23.
And what are you, per se, trying to lure up?
Anything that I might find that is possible. Military, magic. Let's go with military and magic.
Okay, on the note or just the general area?
No, right here in this general... No, let's go with on the note, on the 2 notes that we have.
Okay. Well, you do know that the memo does have a very structured appearance to it. It definitely looks like something that would have been handed out almost like a flyer. It wasn't actually like they call it a memo, but it might not have actually been a memo. It almost looks like it was like a general broadcast. You're taking the time to do the lore check, so you probably still have detect magic on it. This thing's definitely has magic on it. You can't completely identify it. It's similar, but not completely the same as the magic that you're familiar with. And it is definitely some form of preservation. Like, you would have to dispel whatever's on this to actually destroy this paper.
All right. While I'm at
this... The other note is definitely something, the way that it's written, it is at least 100 years old, maybe a little bit older, but it is from at least... It's enough recognition to place it from this area, from the council, just from the wording and stuff. Maybe if you were a historian, you could pinpoint it better. But for right now, you know, that's the best you can do. Surmise. All right.
I'm going to throw an occultism on it. And see what we get. Not much. It's only a 7. I don't believe I'll get much out of it.
Okay. So do we have a direction we would like to go next time? Where do you think you're going?
Home sweet home.
Oh, don't be late.
Do you want to head back?
In the wild.
I think I would like to suggest to our group that we sort of convene here in a central location, say around this nice stump here.
Yeah, give everybody a chance to see what we found and come up with any other information, and then check out the tunnel?
Well, I think if we convene and we make a plan, that would be my thoughts. My suggestion would be, too, with Danny, maybe we need to check out this tunnel.
I think we should actually Twitch chat. If you want us to check the dangerous tunnel, say so in the chat. If you want us to go home, don't say anything.
That's cheating.
Rob's game starts in 2 weeks.
Party vote. Party vote. Party vote. No.
Well, we already know that I'm a loose cannon, so I'm going to go for checking the tunnel. There's
yeah, okay, we got there. One vote for checking the tunnel.
My guy is just erring on the side of caution, you know.
Okay, so one to go back and report.
I just think if we go all the way back and explain everything that we found, they'll go, well, did you check the tunnel? No. We'll go back and check the tunnel.
Oh, okay, Mom. I guess we'll...
Okay, so is that a vote for check the tunnel, Danny?
Yes.
Okay.
Ock, you're the man.
What are you saying there, Ock? Well,
yeah, our quest was to find the foreman and relay everything to the foreman. We have yet to do that. So our quest is not done.
Fine.
We're finding the foreman. Okay.
Democracy wins again. Yay.
Off we go. Going into the tunnel of death. Did I say that out loud?
And the tunnel of death.
Do you need to prepare that blowgun?
can you blowgun yourself? Like, is that even...
And we'll see you next time.
Yes, exactly. Next time on Simply Second Edition.
Well, I think that turned out better.
I agree. Jared, thank you very much. This is fantastic.
That was awesome.
Lots of fun. Lots of technical difficulties that we're ironing out, but we will see you next time. Say good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.